Tommy, let's start with what were your overall impressions of the state meet and how the kids did?
Well, I think it was a strong showing by both teams. The boys went up there. We went in second place. We went up there behind Sitka ahead of Haynes, and we finished behind Sitka and ahead of Haynes. So we kind of status quo. Very talented running teams up north. Their soccer programs and cross-country skiing programs really do a lot to keep them fit. But our boys did really well. We didn't have any PRs, but we had a couple good tumbles, a couple good spikings, a couple really good runs, considering 150 kids up there, and really proud of how the boys did.
And with the girls too, they did pretty well.
Well, I'm a guy of superlatives, and this was the best performance a Petersburg girls team has ever had at state. One year we finished third, but this was our fourth place finish. We had three girls in the top 15, Maya, Kendra, and Erin, and two of them had PRs on a really, really tough course. And anytime you put three girls in the top 15, you should win. But Homer and Grace Christian and Seward just happened to be really tough this year. But just absolutely fantastic performances by the girls. And the top three did super, and all the girls ran well all the way through number seven. It just, we had some tough competition this year, but very close. The winning team had 57 points. Second and third were 58 and 58. And we were at 91, but even though we're, between 30 and 40 points behind them, that just means a couple of our girls have to just run up with our leaders, our usual pack running, and we would have been state champs. It was really close, but really super efforts by everybody.
Aaron, what was the race like for you? Good conditions, crazy to be in that big pack of runners, or?
Yes, our girls team started out really fast. We got to the first hill, and it was Maya was in first, and then Kendra and Avery and I, and we were just way ahead of our pace. But then that, I think it helped us in the long run, because even though that pack of lead runners went out, we all had that fast start that we had something to hold on to for the rest of the race, so.
Okay, and you're pretty happy with your finish, I imagine.
Yes, I got a 17-second PR, which is really awesome. So.
And is it pretty different going from Southeast meets to up there in that big pack?
Running with other people around you all the time is a little bit different, yes.
Elbows and falling and.
It's not necessarily like aggressive. It's just there's always someone who's either passing you or you're trying to catch, so.
Tommy, what else should we note from the state meet?
Well, I think one of the things that, I mean, these girls came back with a lot of hardware. I mean, the boys did great, but sometimes you got to say, what did you come back with? And they broke the Division II into 1A, 2A again. And when they announced the top three 2A girls, it was great because the top. First, they said, in number three, Erin Funt from Petersburg. Number two, Kendra Coonrad from Petersburg. Number one, Maya Cowan from Petersburg. And we had three girls up on the podium as the top three 2A runners in the whole state. So, I mean, granted, we're in Division II, so we don't have 2A champions. But, I mean, our girls were one, two, three in 2A, and they've got the medals. And then, besides that, then they're in the top 15 in the 1A, 2A, 3A. So, it's just a terrific individual performance by the girls, and then as a team, it's hard to compare to previous years. Even though we might have finished third a few years ago, this was fantastic performance by these guys.